Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a an interesting beginning for the new Republican Congress of the United States. Yeah, they all got sworn in. The Republicans now have a commanding four-vote majority. Actually, five-vote majority, because there's a Democrat who died, McGaikin, in Virginia, and his position has to be filled in a special election coming up. But everybody knew that Kevin McCarthy wanted to be Speaker, and in order to be Speaker, he could afford to lose a few Republican votes, four, but he lost on the first ballot 19. And the second ballot is taking place right now, and it's not close because he didn't lose four votes or five votes or the kind of number of Republican votes that he would lose so that he could become Speaker. He's already lost 18, and that means that they are going to have to go to a third ballot. How long will this go? Well, my favorite election for Speaker of the House, which was actually very significant in American history, was in 1855. That's a long time ago. It's, yes, part of the run-up to the Civil War. And here's the interesting thing. Most people don't remember this, but it's crucial. Was 1854 was the year that the Republican Party was invented. And it was invented in a freezing schoolroom up in Wisconsin in the middle of the woods on the edge of the frontier. And they got together to try to build a party with conscience. And then they competed in the congressional election. And believe it or not, they elected this first-time party, elected 103 members of the House. They had more than the Democrats. They had more than the so-called Know-Nothing or American Party, the anti-immigrant party. And because there were three major parties, the Know-Nothings had 43 votes, and then there were a few other third, fourth parties. It took 2 months, really 2 months, 133 ballots before they elected a speaker who was actually a member originally of the Know-Nothing Party, but part of what he agreed to do was to switch over to the Republicans. And so the Republicans took control of the House, and this is literally within months of inventing that political party. It was a remarkable showing of strength for the Republican Party, which 5 years later elected Abraham Lincoln as president. But we can leave that aside for a moment. What's happened here is that the first vote on Speaker of the House, and by the way, what's interesting about this is they can elect anybody. It doesn't have to be a member of the House. And there have been all kinds of interesting suggestions. Of course, part of the plot for reinstalling Trump as president was they were going to have such a strong Republican majority in the House that they were going to go ahead and elect Trump as Speaker, which they could. He's eligible. There's nothing that disqualifies him. I mean, you could say he's disqualified by his record in dealing with the House, which impeached him twice. Well, he could get revenge as Speaker. And then if he is Speaker of the House and he leads the House in impeaching both Biden and Harris, he becomes president again. That's the sort of Trumpian fantasy that has been kicking around for months. Trump's been very quiet with all of this because it's such a sticky, messy, awful thing. There's a piece in National Review that talks about what is the point of the GOP infighting over the next speaker. Well, the point is to try to make the GOP look as bad as possible. And why it would be that Republicans would be eager to do that, for goodness sake. I mean, I'm not a tremendous fan of Kevin McCarthy, but compared to the alternatives here, what's going on now is that they had the first vote, and the first vote went like this. I'll give you the exact numbers. They had the leading candidate for Speaker of House was Hakeem Jeffries, the congressman from Brooklyn, the young, new Democratic face of the House of Representatives, and he got 212 votes. You need 218 to be installed as the new Speaker of the House. McCarthy got only 203. So he was 9 votes behind Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat. And then Andy Biggs, the congressman from Arizona, who had been raising money on the prospect of him working as Speaker. I got deluged by all kinds of emails to contribute money. And again, what is he going to use the money for? To bribe other members of Congress? I mean, seriously, these are your colleagues. They judge you. And anyway, Andy Biggs got 10 votes. Jim Jordan, who at one time had been a rival years ago for House leadership with Kevin McCarthy, got 6 votes in this first round. And then Jim Banks of Indiana got 1 vote. Lee Zeldin of New York got 1 vote, and Byron Donalds, who is one of the very few African Americans who is part of the Republican caucus in Congress, he got 1 vote. So you basically had Kevin McCarthy being a full 15 votes shy of what he would need to get himself elected as Speaker. And he didn't come any closer in this most recent round. We're now in the second round. And what's happened is the people who had voted for Biggs before or voted for Zeldin or Donalds, or they all went over to Jim Jordan. And why did they? Because Jim Jordan was very effective today. After the first vote where Kevin McCarthy was frustrated and where for the first time in over 100 years, they were going back to a second round of voting for the Speaker's position. Jim Jordan got up to renominate Kevin McCarthy because the chair says, okay, are there any nominations? And there was a nomination repeated by Pete Aguilar of California, Democrat, for Hakeem Jeffries. And there was Jim Jordan announcing his support for Kevin McCarthy. Listen.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I think we have 3 objectives this Congress, 3 fundamental things we have to get done in the 118th Congress. First, pass the bills that fix the problems. In 2 years' time, We have a border that is no longer a border. We have a military that can't meet its recruitment goals. We have bad energy policy, bad education policy, record spending, record inflation, record debt, and a government that has been weaponized against we the people, against the very people we represent. So we need to pass legislation to address all that. And I hope my Democrat colleagues will join me. I really do. But I have my doubts. And if they don't, and if Chuck Schumer says, no, we're not going to take up that legislation that we pass, and if Joe Biden won't sign it, so be it. They'll have to answer to the people in 2024. Second, we can never, ever let a bill like the one that passed 12 days ago, $1.7 trillion spent, we can never, ever let that kind of legislation pass again.
Okay, he spoke very well. And that led to another nomination, nomination for Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, nomination for Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, and then a surprise nomination from the always surprising Matt Gaetz. Did he nominate Donald Trump? He could have. Could he nominate Mike Pence? That would have been a good idea, but probably not viable. So who do you nominate? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVed Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Michael Medved show, they are now definitely moving on to a third ballot. This is extraordinary. It is, again, the first time in a century we've had that situation. I mentioned before the speaker's election in 1855, right after the election of 1854, the founding election for the Republican Party, where the Republicans actually ended up winning. And it was very important for the development of the two-party system and for the Republicans definitively replacing the Whigs who had fallen apart. But we don't have to look to see history being made back in 1855. It's being made right now in 2023. See, I remembered. It's a new year. It is a new year, and they're going to be voting again for a third time. I mentioned that Matt Gaetz, who is, honest to goodness, I've had the opportunity to talk to some members of Congress of both parties. Matt Gaetz is one of the least popular members of Congress. He has ethical problems that are being investigated even now by the Ethics Committee. The ethical problems involve underage young women and crossing state lines and many, many other things. But Matt Gaetz actually made a good play after Jim Jordan delivered a very effective short speech, very hard-hitting, emotional. He's a very good communicator, and he did a good job with it. But right after that, Matt Gaetz stood up and nominated somebody for speaker who hadn't been nominated before. Who was it? Listen.
Well, sometimes we have to do jobs that we don't really want to do. And sometimes we have to do jobs that we are called to do. And so, my colleagues, I rise to nominate the most talented, hardest working member of the Republican Conference, who just gave a speech with more vision than we have ever heard from the alternative. I'm nominating Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is humble, perhaps today, humble to a fault. Maybe the right person for the job of Speaker of the House isn't someone who wants it so bad. Maybe the right person for the job of Speaker of the House isn't someone who has sold shares of themselves for more than a decade to get it. Maybe Jim Jordan is the right person for Speaker of the House because he is not beholden to the lobbyists and special interests who have corrupted this place and corrupted this nation under the leadership of both Republicans and Democrats. Maybe Jim Jordan would be the right person for Speaker of the House because he wouldn't fight us when we try to get a term limits bill on the floor. Maybe Jim Jordan would be the right person because he wouldn't fight us when we try to put a balanced budget on the floor and vote for it. And maybe Jim Jordan is the right person because he would endorse the plan that was built by the Texas delegation to finally secure our border. Mr. Jordan said in his nomination that there are certain bills that we have to pass to fix the problem. The challenge is the alternative has been someone voting for the very bills that have caused these problems. Mr. Jordan says that we cannot accept legislation like the omnibus, and I fully agree. And if Jim Jordan were Speaker of the House, if he were the leader of the Republican team, we wouldn't have that circumstance choking the economy of our country, increasing inflation, and diminishing the prospects of a better life for our fellow Americans. And finally, Mr. Jordan said we must engage in rigorous oversight. Every one of my Republican colleagues knows that the person who can lead that oversight effort, who works on it every day, who has the skill and the talent and the will, is Jim Jordan. I'm nominating him, and I'm voting for him.
Well, he did, and so did 18 others. There were 19 McCarthy defectors on the Republican side. Now, remember, the Republican margin is extraordinarily narrow. I mean, it's a very, very small edge they have over Democrats. And the first round of voting, 19 Republicans voted for somebody else not named Kevin McCarthy, and this second round, 19 Kevin McCarthy defectors defected again, but this time, instead of voting for a bunch of varied candidates, they all voted for Jim Jordan. Now, what does this mean? What is the significance? It's interesting. The New York Times this morning did a list of the people who were waiting in the wings if favorite's bid falters. In other words, and one of the people that they mentioned second was Jim Jordan of Ohio. And what they said is Mr. Jordan, the founder of the Freedom Caucus, helped upend Mr. McCarthy's last bid to become Speaker in 2015, which is when actually Paul Ryan became Speaker. He continued to be an irritant to the California Republican Kevin McCarthy when he challenged Mr. McCarthy unsuccessfully for the top leadership position in 2018. That was not for Speaker, that was for Minority Leader. Well, now they're a majority. They ought to start acting like it. But Mr. McCarthy worked to mend fences with Mr. Jordan when he paved the way for him to take the top seat on the Judiciary Committee and dispatched him as a pugilistic defender of Donald Trump during his impeachments. If it is unclear whether the more moderate lawmakers in the party would back a bid by Mr. Jordan for Speaker, but he has a number of disciples among the far-right group of lawmakers who have vowed to oppose Mr. McCarthy, like Matt Gaetz. And by the way, one of the things that is deeply misleading about what Matt Gaetz said is Kevin McCarthy was not in favor of the omnibus bill. He was opposed to it. And most of the legislation, he led the Republican caucus in opposing legislation the Democrats passed because they had a majority. And because there were a few Republicans, not including Kevin McCarthy, who went in their direction. In other words, the idea that if Jim Jordan had been Speaker of the House, well, if he'd been Speaker of the House, it would have meant the Republicans were in a majority, and sure, they could have blocked an omnibus bill. But given the fact that they were still a minority then, it just changed today. And what is this going to mean for the future of the Republican Party? This is another highlight from today. Pete Aguilar, who was reprimanded by the House clerk when he began his renomination of Hakeem Jeffries. And then he got a bunch of jeers from Republicans. What did that sound like? We will play that for you. We're also going to be talking about a bunch of prominent journalists, most of them conservatives, who have filed new reports saying that 2022 wasn't such a bad year. It was in some ways a pretty great year. And saying we should expect good things in 2023. We'll be talking to Peter Coy of the New York Times about that and more, and also Kevin Williamson of National Review about the future of Republicans in the House, not just who's going to be Speaker, but what are they going to do about a problem named George Santos. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Brian Koberger, the suspect killer of four University of Idaho students, made the 2,500-mile road trip home to Pennsylvania with his father and was pulled over twice along the way in Indiana, once for speeding and once for tailgating, according to his public defender. Reports are he will not fight extradition. The nation watched in horror last night when a player from the Buffalo Bills suffered a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game. ESPN announcer Joe Buck.
Tonight's Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game has been postponed after Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin collapsed. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff. and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Oldest sayings in the American lexicon, strike three, you're out, right? They're about to do strike three with a third vote. Again, in the last vote, Kevin McCarthy again fell short, well short, of actually getting the votes that he needed to be elected speaker. The first round, he got 203 votes, so he was 15 votes short, and this time, I think he got 203 votes again, because nobody seems to be backing down from his position. After McCarthy patted Jim Jordan on the back, Jim Jordan made a strong speech talking about what the Republicans have to do and the three things they have to do, and his belief that Kevin McCarthy was the person who could do that. Well, that was when Pete Aguilar of California, the Democrat, stood up to nominate Hakeem Jeffries again. And again, Hakeem Jeffries in this last vote got 212 votes. He got 9 more votes than Kevin McCarthy, despite the fact that it's supposed to be a Republican majority, right? Remember that in the House that the Republican Party spent about $3 billion on getting that House majority, but it's not working very well right now. Pete Aguilar stepped up and instead of going forward and saying, I nominate Hakeem Jeffries, the pride of Brooklyn, and one of the things he talked about in his previous speech was what a strong Yankees fan Hakeem was. In any event, here's what Pete Aguilar sounded like, with the House clerk reprimanding him, and then the reaction of the Republican fellow members. Listen.
History here today. I wasn't, for half of that, I wasn't quite sure who the gentleman from Ohio was nominating. He was nominating himself.
And is the gentleman rising to place a name and nomination?
I am, Madam Clerk. I am. I'd just like to be afforded the same opportunity that the gentleman from Ohio took, Madam Clerk. Consider all that's happened. The last time an election for Speaker went to a second ballot, Leader Jeffrey's beloved New York Yankees had not yet won a World Series. Consider all that's happened since then. The work that the body has entertained, the work that we've done for the people over that time. We are unified behind a Speaker who will continue that progress despite the chaos on the other side, Madam Clerk. We are going to stay here to get this done. We are unified, and we are all going to support Hakeem Jeffries for Speaker. The lead vote getter in the last ballot.
And again, in the previous ballot that he was alluding to, Jeffries had gotten 212 votes compared to McCarthy's 203. In other words, if they made some kind of devil's bargain with six Republicans, six out of the 222 Republicans who were there in the House, if they got six of them to go ahead and vote for Hakeem Jeffries, they could install a Democratic Speaker, and he would have all the powers of Speaker with that come with it. Do I think that there's any Republican who's willing to ruin his political career by going over to the Democrats on this one? No. But it is worth thinking about some of the potential plays that people could make in this really very, very unusual situation. There was a piece that appeared that was filed by William Cohen. If you remember him, he was Secretary of Defense. He was a member of Congress from Maine and a very successful, well-respected member of Congress. In any event, he now works at think tanks and he writes novels. And he's an interesting guy, but he put a piece in the paper where he reminded everybody that you do not have to be a member of the House to be Speaker of the House. Now, we haven't elected a non-member of the House to be Speaker, not ever. But they could do it this time. And as I mentioned, there was all this talk about doing it in behalf of Donald Trump. He could be elected Speaker of the House, which would put him third in line to the presidency, where if you get rid through impeachment of the president and the vice president, boom, then Speaker Trump is president, or Speaker McCarthy, or Speaker Jeffries, or Speaker... Okay, William Cohen had the idea that the Republicans should go ahead and install John Kasich as Speaker, or Larry Hogan. Now, the idea about Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, it could not possibly win a majority of even the Republicans in the House. But for William Cohen, he said it doesn't matter. He'd get a lot of Democrats, and they could have kind of a compromise up the middle. That's not going to work. What could work, and by the way, for John Kasich, who supported Joe Biden and actually spoke at the Democratic Convention in 2020, he's not going to be elected Speaker, even though he was a very distinguished member of the House of Representatives. He would get very few Republican votes. He might get some Democratic votes. The interesting play, it seemed to me, and nobody I think has mentioned this before, but I've actually been thinking about it more and more. If the Republicans came forward and suggested Mike Pence, who was a member of the House. I think he served six terms in the House. He was a committee chair. He was a very widely respected member of the House. He certainly was a loyal member of the Trump administration, who more than any other member of the Trump administration, actually behaved proudly and patriotically on January 6th. And everybody knows that. And Mike Pence, in terms of his conservative bona fides, being pro-life and pro-gun and pro-border security and basically being a very mainstream Republican with a great deal of popular respect. Now, Donald J. Trump might not like Mike Pence being elected as Speaker, But I would imagine that there would be enough Democrats, because there don't have to be many. If there are five or six, that covers you. If you get most of the Republicans to get behind Vice President Pence. And again, given the chaos that's going on right now, it seems to me that this is one possible way out of this jam. There's another way out of this jam, and I'll say it. I don't think it will happen, but it could happen, which is that Donald J. Trump has been very quiet during this entire period. And if he came out and said, hey, guys, I've worked with Kevin McCarthy. I support Kevin McCarthy. We want all of my loyal supporters. It's time for Republicans to come together. Let's all come together and back Kevin McCarthy for Speaker in 2023, and, of course, Donald Trump for President in 2024, Trump would help himself a lot. He would look like a, dare I say it, presidential candidate, somebody who actually had the good of the party and the good of the country at heart. Now, could he do that without coming to Washington? Sure. Just say he has an important announcement to make and make an announcement in front of Mar-a-Lago. And he would not only have the eternal gratitude of Kevin McCarthy, but he could actually help a campaign that has been going nowhere and has been faltering. And it's really a way of changing his public image and making him look like, for a day at least, a unifying force. So why not? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
I'll keep you in suspense.
On the Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved show, are we going to get some big announcement from Mar-a-Lago? It seems to me probably unlikely, but I don't see why. Given the fact that, look, it one way or another, it seems to me that they are going to install Kevin McCarthy as the next Speaker of the House. The only real possibility at this point that it could go differently would be if some Democrats came forward and said, you know what, we have worked for a long time with Steve Scalise, who is the whip in the House, who is the closest associate of Kevin McCarthy, and he has said time and time again he doesn't want to be Speaker, he wants to be majority leader and to help Kevin McCarthy. And if he varied on that and he came forward, and by the way, they have very similar voting records, lifetime voting records. According to the American Conservative Union, Kevin McCarthy, since he's been in Congress, has voted 84% of the time on the Republican side. Steve Scalise has voted 92% on the Republican side. So these are very conservative, deeply conservative. Steve Scalise from Louisiana, you may remember when there was that horrible shooting of the Republican baseball team that trains for their annual game against the Democrats, and which is a kind of a popular event and a nice bond-building event. I mean, you figure playing baseball with people, you may be less likely to want to kill them. Steve Scalise actually was severely wounded and came close to death, and has recovered nobly and gamely. And he is one of those people who does not have an edge. And if you talk to members of Congress, again, people almost universally respect Congressman Scalise, and even if they have big ideological disagreements. So somebody they don't particularly respect is Lauren Boebert, who won by the smallest margin. I think it was 200 votes that she ended up winning after a recount in Colorado in her seat. She was speaking to the news earlier today. They had had a meeting this morning, and obviously Kevin McCarthy was not in a good mood because, yeah, he's a pro. He can count votes, and he knew he was going to have a problem this morning, and apparently he used, well, he was expressing what a lot of people feel about Matt Gaetz. And he apparently expressed that, and it was with a series of four-letter words. It was not nice. And here is the way that Lauren Boebert responded to that. She's one of those members of Congress and who in both votes, she voted for, I think, Andy Biggs the first time, who has basically withdrawn as a candidate after raising money on it. And she voted this last time for Jim Jordan. Here is what she had to say just a couple of hours ago. Listen.
And so now here we are being sworn at instead of being sworn in. And we could have had this solved months ago. I have been working every day to unify the Republican Party for the American people. And yesterday we had a deal that was not a selfish deal in any way for Kevin McCarthy to get him the gavel on the first ballot. And he eagerly dismissed us.
Okay, basically, what the deal involved, apparently, according to most reports, was giving privileged committee positions to some of these people who have been opposing McCarthy, which he is not likely to do, because the committee positions, remember, Marjorie Taylor Greene, because some of her racist and pro-QAnon and anti-Semitic tweets and comments, she was taken away from her committees. It was, for instance, she's, by the way, been pretty loyal in supporting Kevin McCarthy. But here's what Kevin McCarthy himself said last night on Fox News, talking about what has been a rough day for him. And they're about to officially declare that they still have no speaker, no white smoke coming up from the Capitol building. They have no speaker, and with a third vote pending. Here was Kevin McCarthy last night on Fox.
I think we all come together. We made great progress today. We've been working on the rules. I think everyone will get there at the end of the day. But we have to. If we want to save the American public, we're the only ones in the forefront to stop these Democrat liberal policies. Think about it. In the 4 years that I've been leader, we've won every cycle. But we've won while the other Republicans, the governors, the senators, they've lost. So we need to be able to come together strong to stop what the Democrats are doing, but actually put the country in a new path, in a new place. Get some prosperity moving, get our economy moving again, get our borders secure, and also bring that accountability back to Washington we all crave so deeply about.
Okay, that was Kevin McCarthy. And Nancy Mace, who is a congresslady from South Carolina, she's a strong supporter of McCarthy, and I think she should be taken seriously. Here is what she had to say. Clip one.
Any delay in electing the Speaker of the House is going to delay the Republican agenda. We are already behind. We're probably a month behind, at least 30 days, in determining the chairman of our committee, determining the number of seats each Republican will have on their committees to deliver on the promises that we made when we were campaigning. The vast majority of the Republican conference support Kevin McCarthy. We had this vote in conference. We talked about the rules and what we wanted to do as a conference, and we all voted on this. So I think it's very unfair, and we're not all going to agree 100% of the things. I do sympathize with the issues of the House Freedom Caucus, just like I sympathize on the issues that centrists most care about. But the reason that Kevin McCarthy is the leader of the conference right now is he understood how to get us into the majority. He supported candidates like me that have represented swing districts and purple districts and understand what it took to win to get us here. It was not the vast majority that we wanted. But the country, if you look at it, about 80% of Americans are somewhere in the middle. And he understood that, and that's why we're in this position today. I'm going to support him. The vast majority of the conference is going to support him. And that's whether it's the first ballot or the 10th ballot, he's going to have that support. I just hope it doesn't take more than a few hours or a few ballots, because we have a strong conservative agenda to help the American people. And that's what we've got to deliver on very soon, sooner rather than later.
That's Nancy Mace of South Carolina, who, by the way, is a rising star for the Republican Party, precisely because of what you just heard. Somebody who sounds reasonable and can keep an eye on the prize. Speaking of which, somebody else who has supported Kevin McCarthy in two consecutive votes is George Santos, who, by the way, I mean, given some of the new revelations about the criminal proceedings that are going forward against him in Brazil, which is where he apparently committed the crimes involving fraudulent checkbooks and crimes in which he participated with his mother, who he had said inaccurately was one of the first female top bank executives in the world. She never was a bank executive of any kind. But in any event, we will get to that. We'll be talking to Kevin Williamson of National Review, who has a piece called The George Santos Defense. And the subheading, has not been convicted of felony fraud, is a pretty low bar to clear. So what happens if George Santos is approached by unscrupulous Democrats who want to make a deal with him? Because, again, if you look at this situation right now, it's Hakeem Jeffries is six votes away from a majority. So if you pick up a few people with some ethical problems and you make some deals with them, you think that George Santos is such a committed ideological conservative that he wouldn't be open to that kind of thing? It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. But this situation right now is embarrassing. And again, let us hope that by the end of this show today, on the first full workday for this brand new Congress, that they actually make some progress and welcome a speaker and welcome a conservative agenda that can actually do something to benefit this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with